It's Wednesday, July 6th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern released its annual list of the worst persecutors of the year last week. The report details the top 16 countries, entities, or people responsible for persecuting Christians around the world over the last year. The top persecuting country was Afghanistan. The Taliban took control of the government last year, employing harsh tactics to expose Christians. The top persecuting entity was the Fulani Muslims. Since 2000, the group has killed tens of thousands of Nigerian Christians. And the top persecuting person was Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran. Christians are brutally tortured and executed in the country. Each of these top persecutors represent persecution of Christians by Islamic militants. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Ambassadors from the 30 member nations of NATO signed off on accession protocols for Sweden and Finland to join the military alliance in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The decision now goes to each member country's legislature for approval. Meanwhile, Russia declared victory in Luhansk this week as Ukrainian forces withdrew. The Luhansk and Donetsk provinces are part of the contested Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 last week that the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad powers to regulate emissions from power plants. The ruling, known as West Virginia versus EPA, limits the power of unelected bureaucrats over businesses. Missouri's Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt celebrated the ruling. He said, quote, "We joined West Virginia to fight the EPA's overreach and challenge the agency's overly broad interpretation, allowing them to regulate almost any part of the economy. The consequences would lead to higher utility bills, job loss, and overall increased energy prices. This is a huge win for Missouri," end quote. Police in Seattle, Washington, arrested a street preacher recently for reading his Bible at a public park during an event celebrating sexually perverted lifestyles. 10 officers showed up and informed Matthew Meineke that he was a public safety risk before arresting him. Meineke told journalist Jonathan Clough with the Discovery Institute that he will continue to bring the hope of the gospel to the streets.
"People have prayed with us out here for salvation. We've had multiple people come preach with us. I just prayed from a woman down at a homeless camp. She was just totally lost, came out of her tent, and she was listening to us preach, and she said, I need to pray. I need God."
You just want to bring hope to people.
We're bringing hope. This is not a message of hate.
2 Timothy 4, verse 2 says, "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching." During the Highland Park, Illinois 4th of July parade, located 25 miles northwest of Chicago, a gunman killed 6 people and wounded dozens more by firing a high-powered rifle from a rooftop, reports the Chicago Sun-Times. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rottering was grieved.
"This is a terribly difficult day and the bloodiest that we've experienced in Highland Park."
The victims range in age from 8 to 85. 5 of them died at the scene and another died at a hospital. At Highland Park Hospital, Dr. Brigham Temple said 25 of the 26 people treated there were gunshot victims. 19 of them were treated and sent home. 8 hours later, at 6:45 p.m. Monday, police pulled over and peacefully arrested Robert E. Bobby Cremo III, age 22, in Lake Forest. WGN Channel 9 reports that Cremo was a prolific YouTuber as Awake the Rapper. His videos foretell his alleged violent acts. In one, he appears to dramatize a school shooting. In another video, Cremo appears to animate his own demise in a confrontation with police. a red flag law, a waiting period for gun purchases, licensing requirements, and numerous other gun control laws did not prevent the July 4th attack, reports Breitbart.com. More abortion bans are going into effect in multiple states after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade. Florida's 15-week abortion ban is now in effect after the state appealed a court decision to block implementation of the law. And today, Mississippi's near-total abortion ban goes into effect after a judge dismissed a request by the state's last abortion mill. Inspired by the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Abolish Abortion South Carolina is hosting a pro-life rally at the South Carolina State House in Columbia tomorrow, Thursday, July 7th. If you live in the Palmetto State, please arrive by 11 a.m. in front of the Blatt Building. Following the rally, the ad hoc committee will be hosting a rare opportunity for public testimony on the future of abortion in South Carolina. Pro-abortion groups are already organizing and plan to voice their side. In fact, earlier this week, a small group of 11 Christians stood at the State House to speak with legislators. They were surrounded by hundreds of angry, chanting pro-abortion protesters. Please keep this pro-life work in South Carolina in your prayers. And finally, as we concluded our month-long annual fundraiser yesterday to keep the world view on the air, 26 listeners made donations on Tuesday. Our thanks to Michael in North Chesterfield, Virginia, who gave $10, Felix in Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada, who gave $13, as well as Kirk in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Cassandra in Bluff City, Tennessee, and Carissa in Loxahatchee, Florida, each of whom gave $25. We're grateful to Richard in Sylvania, Georgia, Thomas in Gresham, Oregon, Harold in Newport News, Virginia, Anna Marie in Avon Lake, Ohio, John and Joan in San Antonio, Texas, Trinity in Annabelle, Missouri, Roberto in Lubbock, Texas, Targi in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Richard in Ooltewah, Tennessee, each of whom gave $50. We appreciate the generosity of Edward in Dawsonville, Georgia, Kaylin in Annabelle, Missouri, Tammy in Dry Ridge, Kentucky, Clay in Slidell, Louisiana, and Gerald in Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, each of whom gave $100, as well as Anella in Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada, who gave $120. And we praise God for Terry in Helotes, Texas, who gave $200, Joshua in Annabelle, Missouri, and William in Chestertown, New York, both of whom gave $250, Dick in Wayland, Michigan, who gave $400, Neil and Becky in Hermosa, South Dakota, who gave $750, and Marshall in Exton, Pennsylvania, who gave $1,000. Those 26 new gifts total $3,470. Ready for our new grand total? Drumroll, please. $90,919. That means that we not only surpassed our initial $76,000 goal, but we surpassed our updated $80,000 goal by $10,919. Revelation 15, verse 3 says it best. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. We praise God for each and every donor who responded to the prompting of the Lord to sustain this Christian newscast. And we praise Him for each and every listener who prayed that we would be able to raise the resources necessary to continue for another year. On behalf of the entire Worldview team of Kevin Swanson, Jonathan Clark, Rebecca Swanson, Emily Monday, Kayla White, and myself, thank you for your sacrifice. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.